Plenty of Senior Bowl talk coming next week. You guys will be in Mobile, of course, so we'll save a lot of that. But playoff talk. Obviously, the championship games are this weekend. There was a lot of talk about last weekend, though. And all of a sudden, the aftermath of last weekend, I think the biggest news is that Denver is now blown up. And that's all been blown to smithereens, and it could be even more if Peyton goes, too.
Well, and what a fascinating situation. Elway basically said yesterday that, you know, the process might wait until Peyton makes his decision, which if you're waiting for a player to sort of let things percolate and let things calm down and get that energy back, that could be a multiple-week process, if not months. So are they really willing to wait that long? It would be strange to be without a head coach that long. So that's fascinating to watch.
But they do have the fallback that they could bring Gary Kubiak or Mike Shanahan in at a later moment. If Peyton's going to go to it. I mean, it's not the ideal situation.
Right.
But
and then you're in a weird situation where everything feels really short-term, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, all of a sudden you're bringing this guy in because Peyton's back.
But it is short-term anyway if Peyton's back, right? Because, I mean, this is going to happen again the next year.
Yeah, it's but with Elway, you wonder if Kubiak could be short-term. I mean, they're very close. You would think that's his long-term guy if that's the way he goes. I don't think anybody out there knows where they're going yet.
Picks this weekend. Green Bay, Seattle. Who you got?
Oh, my son will probably watch this, and he's a huge Packers fan. I'm going to say the upset. Green Bay goes to Seattle and wins.
With a bad leg and all.
Yeah, it's hard to see Seattle losing.
Yeah, at home.
So, 12th man. I'll go out on a limb and say Seattle.
That's Indy at New England.
You know, I'm going with New England, although I have to say, I've been vocal about this. I thought that Andrew Luck was the Colts and everything else was just an okay roster. But boy, are they well coached. Mm-hmm. I mean, those guys, they covered down the field and they made every tackle within about 3 yards of the line of scrimmage. They didn't miss him last week. I'd like to see more of that around here next year. And I'm going to go with New England. But the Colts really impressed me with the way that they played. Well-coached team.
An emailer asked me this week, and he's from Rhode Island, and he's not a Patriots fan. He said, please, 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 please tell me Andrew Luck can win this game. I said, he can, but he won't. So it's
of
Patriots.
Of course. There you go. Patriots, there are your picks. Of course, Jaguars radio tomorrow night, Thursday night. It's the last Gus Bradley show for the season. 6-7, Jeff Lagerman and head coach Gus Bradley. And then Jaguars Thursday follows myself, Tony Boselli, and Lagerman on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. Of course, this week, the prep continues for the Senior Bowl. Next week, our crew will be in Mobile following the Jaguars coaching staff all week long. We thank you for watching today. For John Osier, for Brian Sexton, our thanks to Bob Babich, for everyone involved. This is JP Shadrick. Thank you for watching Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank.